USA Radio News.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. Police and FBI in Thousand Oaks, California are still searching for answers as to why a gunman would walk into a bar and kill at least 13 people, including a sheriff's sergeant. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy reacts to the news.
This is not my district, but not far. We need to find out what caused this and make sure this does not happen again.
And of course,
it's just devastating. It seems like it was pre-planned to walk the way he walked in, the reports early of putting out smoke bombs so people couldn't see and then just opening up fire.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 10 points to close the day at 26,191. S&P 500 down 7 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
It appears voting patterns for key religious groups aren't changing much. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at a new report.
A new Pew Research Center report shows 3 out of 4 white people who identify as evangelical or born-again Christians voted for Republican candidates in this week's midterm elections, and that's in line with past polls. Protestants tended to vote Republican, though by a smaller margin. The split was nearly even among Catholics. Jewish poll responders, members of other faiths, as well as people who don't have religious affiliation, skewed heavily towards Democrats.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized after falling in her office and fracturing 3 ribs. Justice Ginsburg is the oldest member of the court at 85, and she was appointed by former President Bill Clinton. And a few election housekeeping items on the amendment side of things. Florida voters voted to end greyhound racing by the year 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that economic sanctions have been reissued on Iran, the U.S. State Department issued a warning to nations doing business with Tehran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
That warning came from Brian Hook, the special representative for Iran, who said ships carrying Iranian oil are turning off their transponders.
Turning off these transponders makes tankers harder to track and is a tactic that Iran has used in the past to evade sanctions.
Mr. Hook said this represents a maritime security threat.
These transponders are designed to maximize visibility at sea, and turning them off only increases risk of accidents and injuries.
In Florida, Amendment 13 passed, which will ban greyhound racing in the state by the end of 2020. The amendment needed 60% to pass and received 69%. Passage of the measure means that 11 Florida dog tracks and between 5,000 to 7,000 greyhounds will all be out of business by December 30th of 2020. Floridians who've paid their debt to society will get the right to vote again, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Florida was one of 3 states that banned convicted felons from regaining their right to vote after serving their sentence. Voters have approved a measure that will let more than 1 million nonviolent felons regain those rights automatically. There had been a 7-year waiting period before they can even apply to get reinstated, the process sometimes taking 10 years or more.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.